lucid moment in a confused life history. It was a ceasing to ignore something which, since early childhood at any rate, I had always been too busy or too clever or too scared to see. It was naked, uncritical attention to what had all along been staring me in the face, my utter facelessness. In short, it was all perfectly simple and plain and straightforward, beyond argument, thought and words. There arose no questions, no reference beyond the experience itself, but only peace and a quiet joy, and the sensation of having dropped an intolerable burden. Chapter 2. Making Sense of the Seeing. As the first wonder of my Himalayan discovery began to wear off, I started describing it to myself in some such words as the following. Somehow or other, I had vaguely thought of myself as inhabiting this house which is my body, and looking out through its two little round windows at the world. Now I find it isn't like that at all. As I gaze into the distance, what is there at this moment to tell me how many eyes I have here? Two, or three, or hundreds, or none? In fact, only one window